At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
It's going to be so much fun to have college football back. This is a great week one, too. My goodness, this is like a wall-to-wall week one. Like, I feel like everybody on Friday, it's one of those they've stacked it up enough that everyone on Friday is going to have to turn to their loved one and goes, hello, I'm going to be gone every Saturday for a good period of time. It's nothing against you. It's me. I'll reintroduce myself when we start getting some of the apple picking weekends where the college football slate is crummy except for the night game.
That's funny. That's funny. Dan's doing Andy's bit today. Browns, other teams, noon is when these waiver claims are in by, and then they'll all be trickling out, and we'll see what moves the NFL makes after having to cut down to 4 o'clock or to 53 yesterday at 4 o'clock. I mentioned earlier some of the running backs who are available. And again, nobody's going to make you think, oh my God, they could get him on waivers. But there are a bunch of guys out there who have played in the league, have had some moments in the league, might have some future in the league. You know, it happens. And Keyshawn Vaughn, so running back, I think is really interesting. Audric Estime, D'Ernest Johnson, former Brown, the three of the guys who are out there, Cam Akers at running back.
Yeah, I'm good on guys who torn their Achilles twice.
I just threw him out there.
I know.
He continues, it's Cam Akers, continues to get jobs because they think I didn't say I wanted him here. I'm just giving you some names, smart guy.
I'm just helping, you know, spice it up a little
DJ Dallas had a little, you know, little run up there in Seattle.
That sounds like a creative player name.
Maybe you want DJ Dallas. His name is D-E-E-J-A-Y. It's not initials. DJ. D-E-E-J-A-Y.
Yeah, that sounds like a DJ. Creative player from Madden.
DJ. Malik Davis got cut by Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting guy.
Yeah, Dallas isn't really in a place to cut anybody.
Yeah, I know. And they got wide receiver things going on. Let me throw some names at you here, though.
Good.
And the Browns seem to be set on the offensive line. Now, they made a trade yesterday, brought in another tackle from the Rams, so they have 10 offensive linemen right now. I wonder if they like any of their old cast-offs better, because center Nick Harris was cut by Washington. Michael Dunn could make a 47th trip back to the Browns. Michael Dunn was let go yesterday. Hakeem Adeniji was cut by Dallas. And Kendall Lamb was cut by Philadelphia. So there's some former linemen who were here. Did the Browns like them a lot? Did they like them better than anybody who's on the team right now? So keep that in mind. Nick Harris, Michael Dunn, Hakeem Adeniji, and Kendall Lamb.
The only one I'd circle on that list would be Nick Harris. And the reason being of how injured Ethan Posick is.
Yeah.
And if he ends up pretty banged up, you probably want a backup to Luke Whipler. And at least with Nick Harris, you have somebody who, again, kind of knows the protection schemes, kind of knows what you're trying to get at. Because we all assume we're going to go back to the old Kevin Stefanski offense, and some of that terminology, you know, is going to come back as well.
And he can slide over and play guard.
Correct.
So there's some versatility there. Michael Dunn can play anywhere. I think Michael did play everywhere.
Pretty much.
On the offensive line for the Browns, so he's available.
And fullback.
Too. Yeah. There's a guy who got cut yesterday who I've always been intrigued by, and I wonder if the Browns are happy at tight end and with third-string tight end. And I know we're getting into the woods on this. Jelani Woods, 6'7 guy who gets downfield and got cut by the Colts. He's missed – now, this is terrible. He's missed the last 2 years with injuries. But he was healthy in camp. I wonder if that's – if they're happy, like with Blake Whitehart, if he's healthy and good to go as the third tight end. Also, Harrison Bryant was cut by Houston.
The one that I circled.
They just picked him up in that trade with Philadelphia that sent John Metchie from Houston to Philly. And they get Harrison Bryant and then cut him. Now, does he come back to Houston? But I wonder if the Browns like Harrison Bryant enough that they would move on and make him the third string tight end.
From what this sounds like, from what we've heard of Kevin Stefanski and others who've been around the team, Harold Fant is going to get every single opportunity on the face of this earth to catch as many balls as humanly possible.
And he should, shouldn't he?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think anybody that you're thinking of who's going to come in there, it's going to be the thought of, okay, does this affect us getting Harold Fant in the ball? Because, my goodness, man, do you remember a player that the Browns have had that they've, for lack of better terminology, drooled over more than Harold Fannin? Because, boy, I don't have one in a good minute that I've heard them that excited to have. I mean, Andrew Berry on the telecast, say a queen on the chessboard.
Let me give you a name. Harrison Bryant. They loved him when they brought him in.
Wait, did I hit my head? See, Ron Howard remembers, or Clint Howard remembers all of the things that he has been in, and I'm sitting there going, do I remember those same positive things about Harrison?
Well, let me bounce one other thought off of you here. Well, maybe a few more. The Browns have three quarterbacks right now.
Correct.
One of them is a veteran who's back, and we're hoping he can find some five-game glory again. And then two of them are rookies. Do they need to go bring in somebody else and sign a guy to the practice squad? For instance, Tyler Huntley, Kyle McCord. You want to go another rookie and bring another rookie in?
Oh, yeah, that'll clear up the waters.
I know. Let me give you two other names.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
So,
okay.
Hendon Hooker, who got cut by Detroit.
I will always be fascinated by that.
Yeah, I know. And how about Kyle Trask, who got cut by Tampa and was a second round pick.
I've never been a Kyle Trask guy. Kyle Trask looks like he should be a better quarterback than he is. Like
he looks like he's a Joe Flacco knockoff to me.
Except he doesn't have the arm.
Well, very few guys do.
Yeah, and not even the level of a Joe Flacco arm, like three steps down from a Joe Flacco arm. Like Kyle Trask has never been known for his arm strength. I'm good. And the reason that I'm good
is I think they're good too. I just wonder if they sign a guy to the practice squad at quarterback. It would just convolute things even more, I would think.
I feel like that's something you do if you find yourself in a situation where Joe Flacco is either ineffective or injured.
In other words, stay tuned.
Is when you start looking around and going, okay, do we need to bring back Tyler Huntley? Like, that's where it makes the most sense to me. I mean, you're already developing a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Like, Shedeur Sanders is the developmental quarterback. He will take every single rep that you could give to a developmental quarterback. On top of that, you're trying to develop Dylan Gabriel as well, so those reps are even more stretched than bringing in a fourth quarterback outsider to run the scout team. I mean, goodness, you're not setting anybody up to succeed if you're saying, hey, we're already stretching our reps thin. Let's thin them out even farther. Like, I feel like do you believe that the Browns are truly set on developing Shedeur Sanders throughout this entire year?
Yes.
Because that would probably answer your question about bringing in another quarterback.
Yeah, but teams often stash a quarterback on the practice squad. It's that whole thought of, well, it's the most valuable position in sports, and do we develop somebody, and blah, 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 blah. I wonder. We'll see.
I wouldn't.
Heavy sigh?
Yeah, just because I wouldn't. Like, it sounds funny because you're right. A lot of teams will do that, and they'll throw one on the practice squad. This is such a different situation that unless it's truly going to be Tyler Huntley who, I mean, let's face it, I don't know how many reps Tyler Huntley needs at this point to do a whole lot of anything. But unless it's that dude, I don't know of anybody else that I would look at who is out there right now that would make me want to take reps away from Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I'm hard pressed to argue with you on that. As long as if you kept both of those rookies and got rid of Kenny Pickett, you're trying to develop the rookies, and every rep they can get is a rep that should help their development. Wide receiver situation for the Browns right now. These are the six guys that they kept, and you assumed that some of these guys would be there. Judy and Tillman, certainly. Jamari Thrash, yes. DeAndre Carter, return guy, yes. And Isaiah Bond, who they just brought in, rookie, hasn't played yet. And then Gage Larvadan. I wonder if, and I thought Gage was terrific in the preseason. I wonder if he gets affected by guys who might be out there right now who got cut yesterday. And then maybe they try and get Gage onto their own practice squad. And there were some guys cut at wide receiver around the league yesterday. I mentioned Terrace Marshall. Michael Gallup got cut by Washington, who was really good in Dallas and then had talked about retiring and then came back. I just wonder if they think they need a little more experience there. Kid named A.T. Perry was good in New Orleans. Big guy. Laquan Treadwell's been kicking around and been a failure like crazy.
Oh, my
goodness. Latched on. I know. Donovan Peoples-Jones got cut by New Orleans.
Oh, goodness.
And they moved on from him here, obviously.
I think they're not going to make a move at wide receiver as much as all of us would scream and yell.
Yeah, I'll bet they don't yet.
The reason really behind it is the fact that you just read off all those names and you're kind of just, you can't help but make that just pain noise every single time you go down that list of cut wide receivers. We'll tick some people off. Of everybody you read there, I would almost feel better about going and signing Odell Beckham Jr. to a one-year contract. If you were really like, okay,
well, that would mess things
up. Go get me a wide receiver. I would feel better about handing a one-year, $3 million contract to Odell Beckham than everybody you just laid out right there, including Michael Gallup.
I couldn't argue with that at all.
Yeah.
That would be something to think about. But I wonder if that would be considered too much of a disruption for that position group.
Not to sound like a total
jerk. You know
what
I mean? I mean, Odell's going to draw all the attention.
I got Shedeur Sanders here.
And Deshaun Watson.
And Deshaun Watson. I don't know if there's a lot of people who are going to take the attention away from Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders. This team signing Odell Beckham Jr. might be the only team where it would get swept under the rug. Like, there's no other way to put it. There is so much, attention already here. And look, I would not do it because I think Odell Beckham's best years are far behind him. And, you know, it's sooner than we all wanted for him to be done, but I think he's done. But that's the level of receivers in my mind that you're talking about on the waiver wire that I would rather go out to the guy who hasn't been at a training camp yet this entire offseason and go, yeah, let's bring that dude in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.